Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of showing respect to the people of ilm, to the elders, to the seniors, to those that Allah Ta'ala has favored in some way as far as deen is concerned, etc. And then yesterday we did the hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She treated two people differently. One was a beggar that had come, she had given him something. Another was a person that was dressed well, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Made, obviously behind the parda, made that person sit, send some food for him to eat. So when she was asked that why she treated both people differently, and she quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that anzilu nasa manazilahum, that treat people according to their status. In other words, the status that Allah Ta'ala had given them, accordingly you should treat people. So today's hadith, and Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qal, qadima Uyaynah ibn Hisn, fanazala ala ibn akhihi al-hurr ibn Qais, وكان رضي الله تعالى عنه وكان من النفر الذين يدنيهم عمر رضي الله عنه وكان القراء أصحاب مجلس عمر ومشاورته قهولا كانوا ابن أخيه يا ابن أخي لك وجه عند هذا الأمير فاستأذن لي عليه فاستأذن له فأذن له عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه فلما دخل قال هي يا ابن الخطاب فوالله ما تعطينا الجزل ولا تحكم فينا بالعدل فغضب عمر رضي الله عنه حتى هم أن يوقع به فقال له الحر يا أمير المؤمنين إن الله تعالى قال لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وإن هذا من الجاهلين والله ما جاوزها عمر حين تلاها عليه وكان وقافا عند كتاب الله تعالى رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Uyaynah ibn Hisn came to live as a guest with his nephew, Hurr ibn Qais. So what had happened, the uncle came to live with the nephew, came to stay with his nephew. So the uncle was who? The uncle was Uyaynah ibn Hisn, and the nephew was Hurr ibn Qais. Now this Hurr ibn Qais was the nephew, he was from the group from whom Umar radiallahu anhu used to keep in his close company. So here we see what Umar, he has to have some people that he would keep in his close company. For what he would keep them? He would keep them for Mashura. So these are the people, those people that it explained, the hadith explains, those who were well versed in the Quran Sharif, were part of the assembly of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and those whom he used to consult, whether they were young or whether they were old. They were young or whether they were old, but the fact that they knew Quran, and they were the people that he would consult, the people of ilm, the people of knowledge, etc., he would keep them in his close gathering. Now he's the Amir al-Mu'mineen. Now who do you keep close and who will be a little bit more distant? So those people that he would keep close by, in other words, for constant bashura, consultations. From amongst them was this person, the nephew. The nephew, Hurr ibn Qais, he was from amongst the people that would be in the company, enjoy the close proximity of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So now when the uncle had come, Uyaynah ibn Hisn, he had come and he had stayed with his nephew. So he told his nephew, and he said, oh my nephew, you have a special relationship with Amir al-Mu'mineen, with this leader. You got a special relationship with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So obtain permission for me to meet him. This is what the request he made. He came to stay by his nephew. He said, nephew, you got close ta'alluq, you got close relationship with Hazrat Umar. So get permission for me, I want to meet him. So anyway, the nephew obviously thought that my uncle wants to meet him and I can get that permission for him. I'm close to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So what did he do? He sought permission. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu granted it. No problem, your uncle can come and meet. So when Uyaynah went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, now when the uncle came now in the company, he came in the company of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, then he opened up. He wanted to tell Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu these things, but he needed to get permission to get there first. So that's why he told his nephew that you are close to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, get permission. So now when he comes there, and permission is sought, and now when he comes in front of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, now this is how he addresses Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. He tells him, يبن الخطاب فالله ما تعطينا الجزل ولا تحكم فينا بالعدل. He tells him such serious things. What he tells him? He tells Umar radiallahu anhu, O son of Khattab, by Allah, you do not give us sufficient stipends, nor do you rule over us with justice. In other words, you're not a just ruler, and nor do you give us enough stipends, enough amount every month, you're not giving us enough. So this was something that was very, very serious. It was not something that was light. To tell the Amir al-Mu'mineen that you are not just is a serious thing. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu didn't take it lightly, because he was the epitome of justice, epitome, perfect. He was very, very cautious about the way he ruled. And now he was after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Naturally, a person making such bold statements would upset him. So Umar radiallahu anhu became so angry that he wanted to punish this man for what he did. So now the nephew intervened. He saw that the uncle said this and Umar radiallahu anhu was getting upset. So he intervened on behalf of his uncle and what he said. He said, O Umar radiallahu anhu, that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala said to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran, that خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرُ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, adopt forgiveness, command good, and ignore the ignorant ones. Ignore them. People that are ignorant, ignore them. In other words, don't give them too much of attention. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and then he tells his uncle, he said that Allah Ta'ala says this to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adopt forgiveness, command good, and ignore the ignorant ones. And he, referring to his uncle now, he saying that he's also from that ignorant one, so ignore him. Ignorant here means not calling a person ignorant to tease him or to reduce him, but ignorant in the sense that he doesn't know the laws of deen, he doesn't know the laws of Islam, he's a jahil like that, he's ignorant, he's not an alim or anything, so ignore him. So, by Allah, when Al-Hur recited this verse, his nephew, Hur ibn Qais, he recited the verse to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, by Allah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu did not proceed any further. He was one who adhered strictly to the book of Allah Ta'ala. وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. You will see the real ABS breaking system Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had it. That when he was angry, he was upset, he wanted to say something, if Quran Sharif was read in front of him, immediately he would stop in the track. This was the level of the Iman of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Yeah, he was upset with what this person said. When Quran was read to him, immediately he stopped. Immediately. Forget my emotions, what I want to say, what I want to express, what I want to ventilate. All that means nothing. Quran Sharif was read in front of me. I was told the verses of Allah Ta'ala. Immediately I stopped. This is the level of resistance and this is the level of certitude and this is the level of adherence that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنَّ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that he adhered strictly. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told. Finish. I don't have any say anymore. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The lesson that comes out from here is a few. But the reason why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith under this chapter was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to honor a person whether he was young or whether he was old. Because he had that knowledge, he would keep him close to him. So therefore it shows us that age is not really a criteria. Age is not a criteria for making mashura on someone. If he's got the necessary experience, if he's got the necessary knowledge, then we should engage them in. Benefit from them. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.